Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 5th, Morning. Good Soldiers. Woe is me that I dwell in Mesech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Psalm 120, verse 5. As a Christian, you have to live in the midst of an ungodly world. It is useless to cry, "Woe is me." Jesus did not pray for you to be taken out of the world in John 17, 15. And what he did not pray for, you do not need. It is better to meet difficulty in the Lord's strength and glorify him in that difficulty. The enemy is ever on the watch to detect inconsistency in your conduct. Therefore, be holy, and remember that the eyes of all are on you. More is expected of you than others. Strive to give no occasion for blame. Let your goodness be the only fault they can discover. Like Daniel, compel them to say, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law his God." Daniel 6, 5. Seek also to be useful as well as consistent. Perhaps, you think, if I were in a better position, I might serve the Lord's cause. But I cannot do any good where I am. But the more crooked the people are where you live, the more you are needed to help set them straight. If they are quite perverse, the more need you have to turn their proud hearts to the truth. The physician should be where the sick are. The soldier, to win honor, must be in the hottest battle. When weary of the strife and sin that meets you, remember that all the saints have endured similar trials. They were not carried on feather beds to heaven, and you must not expect to travel more easily than they did. They hazarded their lives to the death, and you will not be crowned until you also have endured hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2, 3. Therefore, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. September 5th, Evening. Curious. Have you entered the springs of the sea? Job chapter 38, verse 16. Some things in nature must remain a mystery, even to the most intelligent and enterprising investigators. Human knowledge has boundaries beyond which it cannot pass. Universal knowledge is for God alone. If this is true in things that can be seen, I may rest assured that it is even more so in matters spiritual and eternal. Why then have I been torturing my mind with speculations as to destiny and will, fixed fate and human responsibility? I cannot comprehend these deep and hidden truths. It would be easier to find the depths from which the old ocean drew her watery stores. Why am I so curious to know the reason of my Lord's providence, the motive of his actions, and the design of his visitations? Will I ever be able to clasp the sun in my fist or hold the universe in my palm? Yet these are as a drop in a bucket compared with the Lord my God. Let me not strive to understand the infinite, but spend my strength in love. What I cannot gain by intellect, I can possess by affection. Let that suffice. I cannot penetrate the heart of the sea, but I can enjoy the healthful breezes that sweep over its surface. I can sail over its blue waves with favorable winds. If I could enter the springs of the sea, the feat would serve no useful purpose either to myself or others. It would not save the sinking vessel or give the drowned mariner back to his weeping wife and children. Neither would solving deep mysteries avail me one iota. The least love to God and the simplest act of obedience to Him are better than the profoundest scientific knowledge. My Lord, I leave the infinite to you. I pray that you will keep me away from a love for the tree of knowledge and give me a great love for the tree of life. Amen.